This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Some crisp fall air has lifted the humidity that makes my hair frizz, and it feels good. For those of you who've had tropical plants outside, it's time to start preparing to bring them indoors. Some have already had to as temperatures dipped into the 30s for northern zones. If it's just one day of cold, consider a cloth or inside a shed or garage. The general rule of thumb is to bring those indoor plants inside when temperatures are consistently hanging in the 50s. Preparing your plants for the move is the first step. Don't even bother with those that are struggling. Let them go to the great compost in your garden bed. Unless they're diseased, then it's the garbage bin. Check for hitchhikers, such as spider mites, ants, snails, or mealybugs. You don't want to bring in mold either. Scrub the exterior of dirty pots with a 10% bleach solution and then rinse. Check for critters hiding in the potting medium. The most effective way to do this is by soaking the pot in a tub of lukewarm water for about 15 minutes. Any unwanted pests will scramble to the surface in search of air. Depending on what, if anything, comes out of the pot, you might want to repot the plant, especially if there is an active ant colony. Ants will leave eggs behind that will hatch. If you repot, spray the potting medium off the roots. Clean the inside of the container with a 10% bleach solution and thoroughly rinse. If the roots fill the pot, use one size larger. Finally, check the foliage for dead or yellowing leaves. Remove as needed and prune if shaping is required. For additional protection, you can spray the foliage with an insecticidal soap. I'll have all this on my website, gardenbite.com. Be sure to know where your plant will be placed indoors and make sure the conditions are appropriate. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.